This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Cause that is going to need our assistance over the next 12 months, actually probably for the rest of our lives, unfortunately, is a new organisation that has been formed, Equality Australia, and Anna Brown, who's very well known to our community and to many of our listeners from the Human Rights Law Centre, has been appointed as the CEO of this new organisation. I can't think of a better person to lead this organisation into the discussions, I won't say battles, let's say discussions, that we're going to have as a community with the different tiers of government and other folk around that really, really simple concept that we get, not everyone else does, equality. Good morning, Anna, and congratulations.
Thanks, and good morning, Cass and Macca.
Good morning, good morning. So tell us all about Equality Australia. What's its objective? What's it going to do?
Well, really, there's two things. One is making sure that we preserve the gains that we've of last year. So we achieved marriage equality together as a nation, but sadly, we know that there are some threats in the guise of religious freedom reform. So making sure that attempts to legislate to protect religious freedom, and of course, we absolutely support protecting everyone from discrimination, including faith communities. But we need to make sure that the Morrison government, when it does legislate to protect religious freedom, doesn't wind back equality for LGBTI people or other vulnerable groups. And the other objective is to continue the journey. There's many other issues facing LGBTI people, whether it's trans people not being able to access ID documents that reflect the gender they live as, whether it's intersex infants being subjected to medically unnecessary surgeries at a very, sadly young age where they can't consent. It's making sure that all LGBTI people, their families, have are treated equally before the law, but also are free from discrimination and disadvantage in their day-to-day lives.
Two very good objectives. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you'll go about trying to actually meet those objectives?
Sure. Well, what we're doing is the Equality Campaign last year obviously ran the successful Yes campaign, and we're using the infrastructure from that campaign to bring together, it'll be a small team because we will need to be obviously raising, there's a lot of fundraising ahead of us, as you already mentioned, but a small team to keep the work of what was the sort of LGBTI unit of the Human Rights Law Centre, so myself and Lee Carney, keeping that work, but together with a campaigning capability, because we all came together last year, hundreds and thousands of people across the nation sort of got involved with the Equality Campaign as volunteers, as online supporters. So it's harnessing that campaign infrastructure and putting it to good use to make sure that we don't wind back the gains from last year, but also keep moving forward.
So what can we expect to see occur over the next couple of months?
We can expect to see Anna in Canberra a lot.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, we've announced that we are establishing this organisation, but it's still being built. So,
right.
I'm going to be quite busy over summer just with the nuts and bolts of everything involved with setting up an organisation. So that all has to happen.
But, so I'm assuming you'll have a board, you'll have some paid staff that work in the organisation?
Yeah. Like I said, a small team. We're really hoping to, I don't know if people know Aram Hosey. He's a transgender advocate and really well-known within the trans community, and he's going to be sort of part of the team. And we're obviously talking to a lot of community organisations about what will be most useful in the way that we work. We want to make sure that we're partnering with people, we're helping amplify the voices of local groups and affected communities, and using our legal expertise and the campaign infrastructure to help do that. So whether it's Victorian issues, issues in the, you know, recently Lee and I were helping sister girls and brother boys in the Northern Territory around birth certificate reform up there, it's making sure that we help resource and amplify the voices of local groups and communities to achieve change in their world, but also taking the fight to the next level at the federal sphere and making sure that our government is actually, you know, listening to LGBTI people, that we have a voice in Canberra and that we don't wind back those hard-fought gains from last year.
Anna, one of the successes of the marriage equality campaign was the fact that ordinary people throughout the entire nation were able to contribute and participate in that campaign in some ways. Are you looking at a similar sort of model where people can participate and bring forward their experience, their skills and their personal stories?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. So, you know, millions of Australians stood up for LGBTI people and our relationships and our worth, our dignity last year, which was a really wonderful thing, despite the divisiveness and you know, we none of us wanted the postal survey and obviously we're still feeling its effects, but the millions of Australians that did stand up for us is something that we need to harness the momentum of, and people will be able to get involved. We'd encourage everyone to get online at www.equalityaustralia.org.au and sign up. So you'll see that it's at the page where you can sign up and make sure that you can be part of the journey and start in the new year working together again, like we did so well in 2017, to make sure that we achieve equality for LGBTI people and their families.
Sounds really exciting, Anna. It sounds like a great piece of work. And, of course, one of my arguments for a long time is that there hasn't been a national voice, let alone state-based voices, but there hasn't been a national voice that speaks for and on behalf of our community. So for government, if government wishes to consult with the LGBTI community, they didn't have a go-to point.
Now they do,
which is really exciting, and I'm really pleased that you're part of that voice.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I want to make it clear we don't want to speak for anyone, but what we can do is work with and on behalf of all of the community organisations we'll be partnering with, and certainly doing what we can to make sure that all LGBTI people, voices and representatives from across the country do have that inroad into Canberra, into Parliament. And we've been working just this year with, you know, Rainbow Families Victoria and Transgender Victoria and, you know, lots of different groups on the Religious Freedom Review. So I hope we can still play that resourcing and coordinating role and provide the leadership that we need in Canberra to make sure that our politicians are listening to what we need as a community and make sure our rights are upheld into the future.
Anna, can you give us a bit of a sense of which sort of organisations you've already started to talk with about partnering? Or what types of organisations?
Yeah, well, I mean, all sorts of LGBTI community organisations, obviously, but, you know, we need allies as well. So whether it's, you know, the Human Rights Law Centre is being wonderfully supportive and helping incubate us effectively, but also, you know, whether it's ACOS or, you know, Get Up or, you know, other campaigning organisations, other social service organisations that want to make sure that LGBTI issues and people are included in their policy agendas. We'll be talking to everyone we can to make sure that, you know, LGBTI people are front and centre in lots of policy discussions and debates.
Anna, thank you very much for your time this morning. We look forward to speaking with you again next year about this as the work begins to unfold. And certainly if there are ways in which we and many of our listeners and the rest of the community can participate, we would certainly be very willing to explore that with you in further detail.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for your support and everything you do. And have a wonderful festive season.
Thank you very much.
And same to you, Anna.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.